Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Summer of 15, we both watched Humans, the British sci-fi series that was on AMC, I think, in America. And the whole premise of that is that there are these creatures called synths that are not quite human. They're synthetic creatures. They're a little like replicants, I suppose. And they do things like take care of your kids for you and act as your nursemaid, things like that. So are the synths in Humans robots?
Pretty sure they are. Like, they do have blood and a circulatory system and stuff like that, but no doctor is confusing these things for a second for a human. And they have basically digital memories with, like, static on them, and they interact with the world, like, there just has to be, we didn't see the insides of everything, but there just has to be computers in there based on everything we saw, like, in terms of how they experience the world, how they communicate wirelessly, the technology we are led to believe exists in the surrounding world. Like, in other words, it's nothing like the T-1000 or, you know, the stuff in Destiny where it's like so incredibly advanced it's indistinguishable from magic. These were distinguishable from magic. They were clearly mechanical devices with this weird blood as an energy system or whatever. Their skin was more kind of like rubbery. Like, I feel like you could tell that it wasn't real human skin if you got close enough to it. And they just seemed entirely mechanical from top to bottom. So they're weird robots,
yeah.
But like, even on the show, they weren't even particularly convincingly human. Like, they're close enough, I guess. I mean, and I guess, you know, for the makeup purposes, you have to, you know, obviously look exactly like humans when the actors are just running around. But anytime they were damaged and they were like repairing the skin and stuff like that, it looked like pretty clunky.
Yeah, they made a point of making it seem like they were appliances. Like, appliances that could be played by human actors, but that they tried with the special effects to make them seem a little more artificial, that this is a more primitive kind of android. It's trying to look human, but it can't quite do it most of the time, except when they become, you know, there are some of them that become sentient, essentially. And those are people acting like people. And that's sort of the emergence of that is sort of the point of that show. But they are very robotic.
And even when they, like, have, you know, like, they show things that, like, the what do they call the synths are, like, recalling things from their past, always the treatment of that in the show is to show it in kind of, like, a staticky, digitally video type thing, as if they're recalling things by essentially watching...
It's a search engine, their own search engine.
Yeah, or a degraded digital video in their mind, and they have the human who is augmented with presumably the similar tech from the guy who made the synths, and that's sure as heck electronic and digital and everything, so they seem like robots.
Yeah. Solid. Last summer, we also had Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot's not a robot.
As far as we know. Well, that show likes to throw curveballs.
Could be. But, I mean, it's just a fancy name for a... It's revealed in the first season of Mr. Robot that Mr. Robot is also the name of a computer store. But, again, it's just clever marketing. There's not actually a robot.
Yes. As far as we know in season one, he is not a robot, nor is anybody on that show.
As far as we know.
Yeah, so you gotta leave the door open.
That's what they want you to believe, John. They want you to think that there are no robots in Mr. Robot.
They're not afraid to throw a couple of twists your way.
Robot or not.